1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show, and previously on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, this is Richard from West Covina.
Yes, Richard, how are you? Good evening. Welcome to our show.
Good. Listen, yes. I'm 69 years old.
How you doing, brother? I'm 68.
Why don't you shut up and listen, mister? I'm a Korean veteran, 16 years in the Marine Corps.
Sir, I spent...
Why don't you just listen?
You're a fellow serviceman, I'll listen to you, but I don't like
why
to talk
to you. Why don't you just listen?
Just listen to the man, okay? I guess you wanted to say, Lloyd, you're a veteran, too.
Yes, I am.
We know that.
Korean War.
Listen. Okay, we got it.
Why don't you listen? I'm a 16-year veteran of the Korean War and the Marine Corps. I have two Purple Hearts and a Silver Star.
The Korean War only lasted 3 years, my friend.
You didn't listen. I said a 16-year veteran of the Marine Corps.
You said of the Korean War.
He said the Marine Corps.
I don't know what this fellow's name is.
My name is Lloyd Bonafide.
Okay, then why don't you just listen, Lloyd?
I'm listening, but I used...
Quit interrupting.
Never mind. Just let the man finish.
Everything you said about the guns, I have guns. I'm an avid gun man. I'm a shooter. I have three grown children.
What rank were you in the... What difference does it make?
What difference does it make? A Marine is a Marine.
I was a chief petty officer.
I don't care if you were a chief swabby. Why don't you just listen?
The Corps, Mr. Hendry, they got a hard-on for the Navy.
I understand all about it. Let the man talk.
This man needs... Why don't you go to the Veterans Hospital? You need help, pal.
Oh, I got to go to the Veterans Hospital because I believe in the Constitution of keeping a gun around?
Well, then why don't you... Believe,
let this
why
man...
Why don't you believe in a little courtesy and give me an opportunity to talk?
Very good point.
Okay? Why don't you extend a little courtesy?
I just feel I only have to listen if you outrank me.
Oh, come on, will you? Go ahead. I'm going to put him on hold. He's on hold. Go ahead, sir. He's on hold.
Everything this man has said,
yeah,
up until the point of owning guns, which is nice, it's a constitutional right.
Mm-hmm.
We all have that right.
Of course.
We all went to war. We used weapons for war, for protection of our country, of other people's country, of other people's rights.
Very true.
When we come home and I got out, I became a very good and strong owner of guns.
Mm-hmm.
I have three children, grown, mm-hmm, four grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of my children were taught how to handle
a gun. All right, now I want to jump in.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second, hold on.
I want to jump in and say something right now.
Wait a minute, I thought you were on hold.
I fought my way out of hold. See, that's the kind of soldier. I could fight my way off of a hold button.
Now you're a soldier. You went from a sailor to a soldier.
Let me tell you something, right?
What do you mean you fought your way out of hold? I had you on hold.
And I fought my way out.
Well.
Hey, Mike, are you screwing around with me? Put the guy on hold, will you please?
Okay.
Now, go ahead.
Let me continue.
I fought my way out of hold.
Let me continue, please.
Yes.
All of my children were taught gun safety. They were taught... And I have had loaded guns in my house. I know where everyone's at.
Right.
They are under my attention, my wife's attention, and my grown children's attention.
Right.
My grandchildren were taken out.
I got out of hold again.
They were taught gun safety. They were taught intelligently.
This man, when
he says that he put a unloaded gun up to his child's head, five years old,
right,
and pulled the trigger... He lost me. The man is sick.
That's insanity, and that's the kind of...
You're calling me insane? I just fought my way out of hold again.
Why don't he tell how he taught his child gun safety instead of gun fear?
Gun safety?
Yeah, gun safety, okay. Mister, gun handling.
We clean the weapon with a bullet in the chamber.
Well,
you call that gun safety?
Mister,
because
you know
you're supposed
mister.
To.
Number one, I'm going to tell you this: I don't believe you were in this. I don't believe you were in any military service.
How dare you?
I don't believe that you were in any military service. I don't believe that you were in Korea, and I don't believe that you are a sane.
I was honorably discharged at San Diego, California.
I think that you need help.
I was honorably discharged.
Help.
I was honorably discharged in San Diego. I don't care if you got the Congressional Medal of Honor.
You need help.
I think putting a loaded...
I don't put a loaded gun.
I'll tell you, my
daddy put a gun to my head. I did it to my son, and he does it to his.
Well, then your whole family is bonkers.
Is nuts, okay?
Yeah, you got that right.
And what do you think about me fighting my way out of the hold button?
Well, I don't think much of you fighting anything.
Okay. Thank you very much. You made a very good point, sir.
Yeah, I fought my way off.
I want to talk to the talk show.
Yeah, I'm right here, sir.
I fought my way off the hold button. I appreciate the fact that you've taken my call.
I appreciate your comments.
And I guarantee you that all gun owners in this country do not feel like this man does. All gun owners in this country do not teach in gun safety.
Put me on hold one more time and see me fight my way off the hold button. All people in this country don't put fear into their grandchildren.
I'm putting them on hold right now. Go ahead,
all people, all gun owners in this country are sane people. The people that get a hold of guns is because they have a ability to them because of people like this guy.
You're absolutely right. I agree.
And I thank you for the
Thank you very much, sir, for your call. Phil Henry Show, and that was a, what do you call it? Flashback. Bitchin'. Oh, that was the wrong one.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
You hear the first time it was echoing out of the cue speaker, right? That's pretty cool. You can, if you want to do a little bit of a thing like that.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Or if you want to do it more professionally.
Phil Henry.
Or you can do that.
Henry.
Whatever. Whatever. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Don't forget, you can order up the Best of Phil Henry Show CD. Just took a call here in the studio from somebody who would like one. You can't get them through the network. You can't get them through your local station. You can only get them on our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And you can pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. Did you get the totals for today, Mike? Because I didn't look on the internet. I did not check the email. Here we come. With our totals, she's on vacation. Karen's on vacation, so we're not getting any totals until she's off of vacation today and tomorrow. All right. Well, as of yesterday, we had $112,000 in change. We're very happy, very thankful to all of the great and wonderful and generous people as we continue with our campaign for My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Los Angeles, and the great work that they're doing and the wonderful members of the board and the kids that they're helping, and they've been doing it for a long time. We're happy to be associated with them. So 112 G's. Last year, we raised 175 grand, but we did a lot more personal appearances, and we backed way off of personal appearances this year because my skin hasn't been right. You know, it's just, I don't know, my girlish complexion's messed up. I just don't feel, I don't want to go out looking the way I do. I sound like my wife. I sound like me. I don't fit into anything, okay? I don't fit into anything. My body isn't in, I just took a physical today for the insurance. 46-inch chest, 43-inch waist. All right. Yeah, you know how sometimes you hear your wife say something like, honey, my ass looks big in all of my jeans. What's that about? Yeah, I'm beginning to talk just like my wife. I have nothing to wear. But you know, Maria doesn't talk that way. I do. I can assure you she has nothing to fear but fear itself. No, she looks fine. She looks great. She's gorgeous, and she's home tomorrow. Thank God they're off that cruise ship. Got a call from them the other night. They were out there on the Disney cruise ship, 10-foot swells. Everybody was pitching their guts up over the side. Welcome to the happiest place on earth. Wag! Right over the side of the ship. As they made their way, they motored their way happily toward the beautiful Bahamian Islands. My wife sauntering along the boulevard, she called me from the Atlantis. But apparently the ship ride down there from Orlando was... Just the kids were green, and yet they were eating. You know, in other words, they were eating beef bourguignon, and then, excuse me, they'd get up and puke up what they ate and come back and sit down. There was that kind of a trip. Sounds good to me. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Tell a gentleman to hang on for just a second so I can get up to speed on this, Mike. So the, what's the name of the movie? Aaron Brockovich, is that right? $30 million this past weekend. The story is of a woman who was working for an attorney and found out about some kind of pollution that was being perpetrated. Was it for PG&E? PG&E, which is Pacific Gas and Electric, in the town's Hinckley, California. It was out near Barstow. I don't know if PG&E came down this south. Anyway, the movie opened to like $30 million this past weekend. Steve, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing real good, Phil, and we do enjoy your program, and I thank you for taking my call.
Okay, what happened? You went and saw the movie?
I wanted to go and see the movie, and I went out to the Corona. We have a multiplex in Corona, California, and I went with my wife to see the film because our children had other social, you know, they had some other things to do. So we went out to the movie.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you do?
I'm a construction contractor, Phil, in Corona, California. I have my own construction contracting firm, and I am a three-year resident of California.
Okay, so you went to see this Aaron Brockovich movie. Why?
Because it looked like it was an interesting film. It told an interesting story about, as you were saying, a lady who sort of outsmarted
the big guys, huh?
Yes, sir, outsmarted the big guys. I think everybody likes a story like that, and I was very much looking forward to going to this.
You are interesting, Steve, because the wire service story says that you want to give Miss Brockovich a taste of her own medicine. Are you threatening legal action?
I am definitely considering it, and it is a very difficult story to tell. I wonder if you're familiar with the term spontaneous emission, sir.
Spontaneous emission?
Yes, sir.
I'm familiar with it, yeah.
I'm told that it affects some 24 million men in America. I was not aware of it. I have to keep myself in pretty good shape.
Okay, so spontaneous emission is for the audience, is what?
Yes, sir. Well, that is an automatic discharge.
Sexual, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I do keep myself in reasonable shape. I took my wife to, again, the Corona Multiplex, which is over near Agate Hills in Corona, California. I saw a picture of Miss Brockovich.
Now, this is the real Aaron Brockovich that you saw a picture of. Did they have it there?
They had a picture of the real Aaron Brockovich. She lives out toward you in Agoura Hills now. And
yeah, I saw the story. She lives in Agoura Hills. She's 39 years old. She's very beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I was not aware of Miss Brockovich. I was not aware of the fact. I went to the film because I did enjoy Norma Rae. I went to the film because I did enjoy some of the organizational union films that I'd seen. I saw a picture of Miss Brockovich. And she was a very, very lovely girl. She lives out in Agoura Hills. I had no idea that she would be that attractive. And I walked up to a glass enclosed poster at the theater, and I saw how very, very beautiful that she was. At that moment, I got lightheaded, and I did faint. I lost consciousness for, I'm told, up to 10 seconds by some people who were there. And somebody still told me that I popped a shot.
Now, when you say you popped a shot, you saw a picture of Aaron, the real Aaron Brockovich, and I see a picture of her here in the L.A. Times. She's a attractive 39-year-old blonde woman. She has a great figure. She's rather busty, correct?
Yes, sir, she is.
What do you mean you fainted and popped a shot? That's what you mean by it?
That was what I was talking about, the spontaneous emission. And
so in other words, just seeing this woman...
She's very, very beautiful, Mr. Henry. And
well, why did you faint?
Well, I'm told by medical professionals that the blood displacement from your head and your upper extremities to the lower extremities can be very pronounced, that you can faint after a... I guess what you call, I'm using a colloquial term, after pop shot or after the spontaneousness. When I came to...
So the blood went from your head down to your...
To down to the area, yes, sir.
And you fainted?
Yes, sir, I did.
I've never heard of this. I mean, and I'm not... Please understand...
Well, sir, I can tell you that I have already been through enough ridicule, and I can tell you, too, that when I came to... There were a number of emergency personnel there who were supposed to render me assistance and
A million American men suffer from this, so that when they see a beautiful woman, they just become automatically and instantaneously aroused.
Correct, to the point where there is the emission area. And
so you saw this picture of Aaron Brockovich.
Yes, sir. And my friends called Papa Shot, or, you know.
I got it. Okay, so
I popped off, is what I basically did.
A pop-off.
Right.
So you came to?
I came to, and I saw people standing around me. And apparently I had stained myself to some degree. The crowd had gathered around me. My wife had come over. Some of the people were laughing. They had brought some medical personnel over there, and they were working their way through a crowd. And they were elevating my feet, and one of them said some kind of line to me like, you know, did you bring a spare pair of pants, I think was what it was, because I had written it down. My attorney told me to write it down.
So you've been in touch with your attorney over this? I mean, I know that...
Yes, sir.
I mean, I know that you're threatening a lawsuit. Did you immediately call your lawyer? So you went to the movies. You had this spontaneous...
An admission.
Okay, and you saw this picture and you faint because the blood went down to the other area, and you're telling me that you immediately call your attorney upon getting out of the movie theater there.
Well, what I did is I called my lawyer, and he told me to write everything down.
And the medical personnel said what?
One of them said to me, did you bring a spare pair of pants, Ace? So I get up. My wife will not have anything to do with me, and now some of the people are following me into the theater, and that's pretty slick, man. Hey, you know, Mr. Popshot, can we talk to you? And hey, man, are you getting any at home? And they were calling me Mr. Wet Dream and all of this. And I go inside the theater, and I saw the movie, and the same thing threatened to happen again. So I was humiliated. I was certainly, Ms. Brockovich likes to sue people. I'll give her a taste of her own medicine. And
all because you saw a picture of this woman and you had this spontaneous emission thing.
Because of the fact that no one had told me that she is built or looked too good, especially when she had a sweater on. And she shouldn't wear those kind of clothing on account of I had this spontaneous shot pop and it made me faint. So what I base on it is some kind of communication from Ms. Brockovich saying that she, you know, was aware of the fact that this could possibly have happened.
Well, it sounds to me, Steve, that you are mostly embarrassed by what happened. By the way, this is Phil Henry, and we are talking with a man who went to see the movie Aaron Brockovich, and a very bizarre thing happened to him. He walked up to the poster, saw this beautiful picture of a beautiful woman, right?
She's very, very lovely, yes, sir.
And you had an immediate sexual reaction to the point where you apparently were getting jokes from people. Did you bring a spare pair of pants?
Yes, sir.
Now you want to sue her.
Because nobody told me, and she did not tell me, I mean, not that she knows me or anything, but she certainly did not make it known that she's good-looking or that good-looking.
Well, she's a very attractive woman. I mean, I'm looking at her picture right here. There's no doubt about it. I mean, she's not a complete and utter knockout.
But you see the body on her? You see the how big she is and how voluptuous everything is?
Yeah, she's built. There's no doubt about that. And she also seems to be a very interesting woman in her in her career and her life. And the movie sounds like a winner at $30 million. However, your reaction to her is purely sexual. It had nothing whatsoever to do with her exploits and her accomplishments battling PG&E.
I wanted to because I heard about it, but I didn't know that a woman that looked like that would be involved with a lawsuit against PG&E. So what I'm saying is they should tell you when you're going to go see a movie about somebody doing battle with a big corporation, they should tell you, and by the way, this is not like most of the movies you see about people doing battles with a big corporation. This woman has large breasts and is built, and she's got some big, oh Lord, they're big.
All right, Steve, can you hold on, please?
Yes, sir.
So what are you threatening the lawsuit?
I'm saying that there is there should have been some kind of a warning.
All right, well, hold the line. It's the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show with Steve Buzzell. He is a resident of Corona, California. He went to see the movie Aaron Brockovich, and he was, I guess you were sideswiped there a little bit, Steve. You saw a picture of the real Aaron Brockovich. You know, Julia Roberts is a pretty attractive woman, too.
Ms. Roberts is very pretty, but there was something about this Aaron Brockovich, the real Aaron Brockovich, that was just made me have an omission that I was very embarrassed about, and I'm not proud of that. I also do not think, though, that I should be held up to ridicule because I had the omission in my pants there in the, and I realized...
This is awfully embarrassing, I mean...
Well, I realized this, and I went to my attorney right in front of all these people that I was ridiculed. Now, I have told a spontaneous omission is something that affects 24 million American men. It is not anything... It certainly can be laughed at because it caused an awful lot of embarrassment.
What I want to get to is, what are you going to sue her for? The inappropriate clothing?
I think there are women who do wear inappropriate clothing, which causes, in this case, caused me to have the omission. And why does she have to wear the, you know, the high heels and her breasts as well? That are very, very large. And that was the only point that I was trying to make.
All right, I'm going to take some phone calls from people. I don't know if anybody's seen the movie Aaron Brockovich. Great, it sounds like a great story, and it made $30 million this past weekend, and it stars Julia Roberts, who's very beautiful, and the real Aaron Brockovich, who lives in Agoura Hills, and she's not bad looking either. Orange on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just want to know, you can't, what this guy's thinking, you can't sue people for clothes they wear. It's not Aaron's fault that he has weak emission control. I mean, that'd be like wanting to sue city if you saw a sprinkler go on and you wet your pants.
If I see a sprinkler go on and wet my pants, I don't follow you. I'm just saying that no one says that the woman is going to be there in a tight top. No one says this is a movie about sex. No one says this is about women who have large breasts. Nobody's talking about that. They're talking about is, you know, this is a movie about fighting some big company. And,
well, I mean, it's a movie about a real woman, and she was, unfortunately or fortunately, you know, attractive. Here is Schenectady on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm a trial attorney, and I've been a champion for people's rights to sue in legitimate cases for over 20 years now.
I feel this would be a class action lawsuit.
This is ridiculous, sir.
Well, sir.
I think that what you're doing is jeopardizing the rights of legitimate people that have legitimate claims to bring legitimate lawsuits.
Who are you to say what's legitimate? Who are you to say what's
First
legitimate?
First of all, I'll tell you why.
Are you a judge? Are you a jury?
I don't think so. And I'm certified as an advocate. I know the tort law. Can you let me talk, sir?
Yes, sir.
I know the tort law in every state of the union. There's no tort law where you could bring an action.
Say tort? Are you saying tort law?
You weren't warned that a good-looking woman was going to be in the movie.
Sir, are you saying tort? Sir, this is the host of the show. Can I get a word in? Are you saying tort law?
Yes.
Okay, we didn't understand. You know, we're not all professionals here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And tort law is what?
Tort law is the law of negligence.
That sounds like some bull crap he's making up.
Yeah, right.
I've heard of tort law. I just don't know what it is. Okay.
No reasonable person would ejaculate because they saw a picture of a woman.
What I'm trying, sir, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
You know, you've heard of Tourette syndrome, I'm sure.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Heard of Tourette.
I could say to you, no reasonable person would come out with obscenities for no prompting.
Absolutely.
But we know that this is a neurological disorder. Well, the same goes for spontaneous emission. We got 24 million.
A person with Tourette syndrome could not sue because because spontaneously they have a reaction in public. They couldn't sue for that. This is ridiculous. The judge is going to hit you with frivolous lawsuit sanctions.
What are you saying about no reasonable person? I mean, some 24 million men in America, and all I'm saying is I don't go into strip bars or anything like that.
What was the movie rated, sir?
Sir, I do not know.
Well, it was rated R.
But this triggered the
emission. An R-rated movie tells you that it has sexually explicit material.
Well, not necessarily, because I saw Insider. I saw The Insider, for instance, has no sex and it has no violence, but it has a lot of language, and
so
that doesn't necessarily indicate sex. However, you are making a good point, and I would say this to you, Mr. Bozell. You don't go into a strip bar because you know what you're going to encounter there. and generally an R-rated film may have some sex in it.
No, there's a movie about a lady who did battle with Pacific Gas and Electric Company, and I had no idea that she had the boobs, the breasts that she had, because if I did, oh, man, Jesus. And I don't know if the gentleman is connected to New York. I mean, I don't know if you're a straight man or a gay man or I don't know what, and it's none of my business. But if you saw the tickets on her...
I'm sure it's quite attractive, and I feel sorry for your situation, but it doesn't give you the right to... You can sue.
Let me ask you a question. Are you going to sue... who are you going to sue if you, for instance, had premature ejaculation with your wife?
That's not in public, and I was not held up to ridicule by professional medical personnel when they said, did you bring a spare pair of pants, pal?
Well, that's a different situation. Those professional medical personnel perhaps should be held to a different standard, but you're talking about suing... this woman for having her picture in a poster, that's absurd. It's not going to... Look, if you've got...
No, sir. I'm suing her because how come she has to wear a tight...
Good. If you have a lawyer that will take that case, he should be disbarred. He or she should be disbarred.
Well, I think that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Well, you can quote me.
I mean, are you going to sue her for having large breasts?
It's ridiculous.
You know something? I'm going to sue... What? Okay.
Okay.
So why does she have to... Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Why does she have to what?
Mr. Henry, I mentioned to the other guy...
No, finish your sentence. Why does she have to have what?
If she is going to be a fighter against Pacific Gas and Electric or whatever it was she done... And
well, what she done was...
Sir, I'm not ridiculing you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Okay, I'm sorry. What she did was she apparently uncovered some files having to do with some nefarious or otherwise misaction on the part of Pacific Gas and Electric, and as an assistant in a law office, she was not a lawyer, she was just a woman trying to bring home the bacon for her kids. She went about investigating this and apparently was able to bring about a settlement that benefited a lot of people who have been victimized, allegedly, by this company. Now, that's what the story is about. Julia Roberts plays her. The real...
Well, that's what I thought I was going to see. I didn't think I was going to see a woman with her big, big boobs every place and all over the place anytime you look around. And so I think there is a reasonable expectation to go into a movie to see a movie about a woman who fights a large corporation, to see a movie about someone who is, you know, fighting a big corporation, and a reasonable expectation that she's not going to have, you know, headlights on her. God damn it.
That she's not going to have large breasts? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir, I am.
I don't know. I don't know. Your lawyer, this is an interesting... I'd love to hear this argued. Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
My comment is that didn't he watch? Look at the previews. I mean, she talks about her breasts in the previews.
No, ma'am, I did not. I knew about the story that it was about a lady who fought a big corporation. I don't think there's anything. There's no law that says I got to look at the previews.
Well, there's no law that says that you have to know. They have to tell you what it's about before you go in there. If you need to know, then
I found out what it was about, didn't I? I found out what it was about, and they didn't say. I found out it was about a woman who does battle against Pacific Gas and Electric. Nowhere in the movie did they say she had, you know, the body that she got,
That's her right.
That's her right to have that kind of body, but they should tell you that she's got that kind of body. Otherwise, I had the omission.
Well, they can't tell you everything. Jeez.
Can't tell me everything? I'll give her a taste of her own medicine, okay? She's inappropriately dressed, which caused me to have the omission.
So maybe what they should have done is put her in some kind of a hair shirt. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's right either.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here with Steve Bozell. He is the owner of a construction firm in Corona, California, and he is considering suing the real Aaron Brockovich for what? For being too good looking, or what?
For being having
large breasts.
Sir, Mr. Henry, if you want to make a joke out of this,
sir, I'm not. I'm trying to figure out, what are you suing her for? I'm now suing you because you have. You had an emission there in front of all these people. You had a spontaneous emission. You popped a shot, as you said, in front of all those people at the movie theater. And you're embarrassed about it, right?
I was made to look like a fool.
All right. I mean, here is Albany on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Albany, hello. Hello, are you there? Oh, Jesus. Albany? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
everybody doing.
Really? And your wife did too?
Yeah.
We're back. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And my guest is Stephen Bozell. He is a construction contractor from Corona. Let me ask you something, Steve, and you had a to bring everybody up to speed, you had a spontaneous emission when you saw a picture of Erin Brockovich in a paper, the lady who they made the movie about.
Yes, sir.
Because she has large breasts?
Because I didn't know that I'd be seeing a movie about a woman that had breasts like that.
Well, somebody had called during the break and asked this question. There are beautiful women everywhere. What do you do when you see beautiful women?
I expect to see beautiful women. I didn't expect to see no woman... You don't expect to see a woman who has big boobs be intelligent or have the ability to fight a large corporation.
Ah, now we're getting to it. And this is why you had... That was sexy to you?
I guess so, because...
Okay, so you don't expect to see women who are stacked being able to do anything other than walk around and look gorgeous, like this lady who was actually able to do some good for some people and fight a major corporation. Correct?
Yeah, but they should tell you that...
They should tell you that there are beautiful women capable of doing these things.
Well, they should tell you there's going to be a woman in them. God damn, did you see the tatas on her, or am I just talking to myself?
No, you're not talking to yourself, my brother. I saw them. I don't have the... What is it? What do you call it?
I got the pop and a shot.
I don't have the pop and a shot problem that you got. I know what you're saying. So you find it very sexy, huh?
She was a smart blonde. I've never heard of that. Not in my whole life.
You've never heard of a smart blonde? I'm married to one.
Is she a real blonde, or...
My wife, Maria? Yeah, she is. She's like a redhead, kind of. Anyway, Santa Paula on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I have a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is, okay, I've never seen the movie myself, okay? But I saw the advertisement for it. And what does Julia Roberts do the whole time before the movie even starts? She's showing and flaunting her breast. Okay, I perceive from that that's what this show's about, that she's taking on these tycoons and she's using whatever she can to... Do whatever she has to do.
You can't do that.
Wait a second. My question is, I'm very upset that you can even press a lawsuit. What are we supposed to wear across our chest now? Are we supposed to wear, okay, I've never heard of your problem before.
I think that's sexual harassment.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question.
I think it's sexual harassment.
Hold on a second. Wait. Let me ask you a question. I've never heard of this. How do you know that Erin Brockovich has even heard of your problem? And besides, my other question is, is she supposed to wear a sensor across her chest saying, if you have this problem, don't watch this movie? That doesn't make any sense to me. You can't. That's a bogus lawsuit.
Julia Roberts, ma'am, if I may say, ain't nowhere near as stacked as Erin Brockovich really is.
Well, you know, that's not her fault. That's not her fault.
I didn't have no emission.
Okay, that's just like saying to me, if I saw a man walking down the street and he had a big bulge in his pants, excuse me, then I'm supposed to get problem.
Would you have a spontaneous one? Well,
no, I
wouldn't. I did.
But you know,
okay,
what?
I think we're getting a little confused here.
But that's not her problem. Is not her problem because she's got big breasts.
Why don't they let us know that blonde women can actually do stuff
that
like
is,
this?
You know what?
Are you blonde?
I think you could turn around and sue your ass for that, okay?
Wait a second,
ma'am.
I think. Are you a blonde?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever known a blonde woman with large boobs?
My mom is a natural blonde, and my mom does have big breasts. And let me tell you something, she's smarter than you are.
Has she ever done stuff like this, like gone up against PG&E or
I'm sure she could if she put her mind to it.
Oh, but she hasn't, and that's the whole point. I ain't never seen that.
Yeah, but you know what I find interesting? Hold on, I want to jump in. The thing that I find interesting, you find it so arousing that a blonde with large breasts can actually do battle with a large corporation.
Yeah. I can't believe that. You're saying just because you hear all these dumb blonde jokes that every blonde follows in that category?
And there is something sexually stimulating about that? What is it?
What is that?
I don't know. It's just the fact that I've seen a picture of this Erin Brockovich.
Well, you know, let me tell you, I'm sorry that happened to you, and that could be quite embarrassing, and I'm very sorry But that's not her fault.
Do you think that after a guy?
That is not her fault.
Do you think that after a guy pops his shot, people should stand there and say, "Hey, did you bring some spare pants and all that?"
Then why don't you sue those people that were commenting about that problem? It's not Erin Brockovich's fault that you have that problem. You knew that you have that problem. Your wife knows that you have that problem. It's not her fault. You have got medical records, I'm sure, that state you have that problem. And for you,
I did not know that. I talked to a doctor, and he asked me if I. and pardon me, ma'am, I'm just using colloquial phrase. He said, did you pitch a tent first?
Okay, okay.
What does that
fine.
Mean, did you pitch a tent first?
Did I get
an erection?
Yeah.
Well, okay,
well, did you?
No, I did not. That's the thing that scared me.
Okay, okay, the thing is, though,
all right.
It's not her fault. It is not her fault. You have this problem, and if she's got big breasts, that's not her fault
either. If you went to a doctor and got treated for this, then you wouldn't have to sue her, you know, for...
But do you think it's right for a blonde to be intelligent, or...
Why are you even saying that? That has nothing to do with anything. Just because she's smart and she's got blonde hair and big boobs, that she's not supposed to have any brain in her head at all?
You fainted, and you said that you fainted because of the blood?
Well, the doctor informs me that I have, and forgive me for saying this, ma'am, I've never found myself talking this way before, but I do have a rather, I'm very well endowed, and it takes a long time for blood to fill up.
It takes what, a long time?
What?
I am very well endowed.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
All right, it takes about 15 minutes for it to fill up completely with blood.
Okay.
Oh, come on. 15 minutes.
All right, sir. If you want to set me up for ridicule, that's your business.
No, come on, buddy.
You're ridiculing yourself. That's the thing. That is the whole thing. You're ridiculing yourself.
It takes 15 minutes for it to fill up. Well, aren't you something?
See, there you go, making fun of me.
No, he's not making fun of you. See, the thing is, you've got this chip on your shoulder about you having this problem. And like I said, I'm sorry you have this problem, but it's not her fault.
Not Ms. Brockovich's fault.
That's what I'm saying. It's not her fault.
Even though she is kind of posing in the L.A. Times today in a very tantalizing way.
See what I'm saying? She's showing it off.
Let me ask you a question. Is that freedom of speech? Don't we all have freedom of speech?
Of course. Of course. And
don't
she's a woman who enjoys her wardrobe. She dresses in a very, what's the word?
Provocative.
But she's into it. She's into that kind of leopard skin skirt thing.
Let me say something. She probably works hard.
You know what that is? That starts with S, that ends with T, and that stands for slut, my man.
Okay, let me tell you something.
That stands for slut.
She probably works at her body. She's probably proud of her body.
Yeah,
and let me tell you something. If I had a body, I'm sure I would flaunt it, too.
Do you have large breasts?
Is that any of your business? Is
no,
that
ma'am.
Any of your business?
No, ma'am.
Okay, then. Then I don't think I should have to answer that question.
Oh,
goddammit.
They put the paper down. I don't want to see the newspaper. Now I'm looking at it again.
You know,
get the newspaper away from you, okay?
Can I ask you a question? Are you serious or is this a joke?
No, ma'am. What happened?
He has threatened a lawsuit. What are you doing?
Oh.
Okay, you know what? I think that is very disgusting.
All right, put him on hold. I don't want to hear that.
That's sick. That is very disgusting.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Apparently, he's got this... I liken it to Tourette's syndrome.
But it's the same kind of thing. Okay. Let me say something here. But people are born with that, okay?
People are
born with that.
What happened there?
I'm done.
All right. Hang up on this creep. He may have a medical problem, but he's freaky.
You know what? He's got a problem, and he's getting excited over this, and that's disgusting.
Are you planning on seeing the movie, ma'am?
It sounds like
a very interesting film.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think a woman ought to be able to dress sexy and still be a human being in the world.
Is he serious? Did he really file a lawsuit?
Yeah.
He really did.
Oh, man.